That curtain was very important and very impressive in Jesus' day. The fabric was of scarlet, blue, and purple, very rare. In the ancient times, extremely rare. And that fabric was woven together, and there was a design on the outside for those looking in of cherubim and seraphim that were worshiping Almighty God. But it was impressive for another reason. That curtain stood, and you may know this, stood 60 feet in height. Let's imagine that ceiling's 30 feet. Double it. It was 30 feet in width. And then the thing that strikes me is the thickness of that curtain was 4 inches. So hold up your hand for a second. Do this because then you'll remember. Kinesthetic. The width of your hand is about as thick as that curtain. That's crazy, isn't it? That curtain symbolized something. It was there to visually teach to God's people that they were to be on one side and that God would be on the other side. And you know what? It made a lot of sense. The prophet Habakkuk would say, God's eyes are so pure that it can't take the evil of looking at his people. God was pure and holy and set apart on one side in the Holy of Holies. No one could enter there except the high priest on a certain day. And then on the other side were God's people. Their eyes were tainted, and they would be destroyed if they saw the holiness of God. That curtain was teaching the strict barriers that existed between God and human beings. No access. It didn't matter how much David wanted to meet with God. It didn't matter how much Jeremiah had a heart to see God. It didn't matter how much Deborah wanted to be with God. There was a strict barrier, you see. But remember my opening story. That whole scenario changes if God takes the initiative. And that's where that little detail is really important to hang on to tonight. The curtain in the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. If it had been torn from bottom to top, someone would have said a human being had done this. But see, being torn from top to bottom was a clear statement. Someone didn't get a ladder in the first century and climb up there and tear it from top to bottom. No, God took the initiative and tore the curtain. What does that mean? He wants to be with you. God wants to be close to you. God gives access to himself. Not just one day a week on Sunday when we come to church. Every single day of the week. Not just one high holy day on Easter when we feel really good, but every single day of the year. Not just when we're feeling special and on a spiritual high, but even when we're feeling in the depths and gripped with our sin. God wants to meet with you through the flesh. I don't know if you caught it in Hebrews, but Paul's saying the curtain was like Jesus' flesh being opened. It was as if God was giving access to himself in the death of Jesus. But I have a concern tonight. The concern is this. I wonder, just being truthful here, I wonder if we would rather have the curtain back up. Why would I say such a thing? We sin, we fail, we continuously fall, we trip. We know that there's this thing called forgiveness in our walk with Jesus, but then we sin again, filled with that sin, the shame that we have and guilt. Sometimes I think the way that we act is that we'd rather just actually have that curtain go back up so that we can be on one side, so that God can be on the other side. It's so much comfortable staying on this side and letting God be holy over there. Perhaps you can relate to this. It is kind of like the story I shared last night on Monday, Thursday. Imagine making a mess, and your parents have told you not to make a mess, And they come home and you don't have a lot of time to figure out that the problem of cleaning up the mess. So instincts kick in. And what do? You go and hide underneath your bed. Do you know what that is? That's essentially putting up more barriers so that your parents can't see you. Filled with thoughts of punishment and fear, like you're in trouble. And then your dad comes and he knocks on your door and you're waiting for him to chew you out. You know what he says? He says this, "Why are you hiding?" And you answer him and say, "I'm hiding because I made a mess." Dad says this, "Don't worry. I already cleaned it up. No big deal." Hear it from God tonight. That's what he's saying. His death on the cross. God is saying this. I've already cleaned up the mess. It's been dealt with. We will sin. We will fall after this night. We will make mistakes. We will run and hide and want to put up barriers. That curtain was torn. God tore it. You have access to him. He wants to live with you and be with you. So tonight, what we've always done here at Peace is we've always had a nail to symbolize the brokenness, the sin and pain that we've had in life, or something that we're thinking about this evening. And it's important to have this opportunity, if that is on your heart, place it into that nail hole in the on the cross out in the narthex. But I want you to do one more thing this year. As you place that nail in, promise not to put another barrier up and hide from God. He loves you deeply, wants to be with you even if there are messes and sins. That's how deeply he showed his love for us in Jesus. Amen.